With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your story?
Hi, I'm Jeff Coffey. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And I went from playing in one of the biggest bands on the planet to walking away from it.
What's Your Story with Jay Edwards. Amazing people with amazing stories.
Jeff, welcome to What's Your Story. And you and I, we've known each other for many, many years. I was the guy that wanted to live the rock star dream, and I wasn't very good at music. So, well, then maybe I can play the music on the radio instead. But were you born in Orlando?
I was actually born in Eustis, which is a little small town, 30 minutes north of here in Lake County.
So you are officially a Florida guy, Central Florida
guy.
I'm
one of the few native Floridians.
Yes, you are.
It's very much the migration state.
And so a love of music your entire life. I mean, you have gigged all around this town in Central Florida. Downtown Disney, downtown Orlando. I mean, just art shows, festivals. Did you always have a dream growing up as little Jeff Coffey, and then through growing up and getting married and having kids of, you know, I'm not giving up until I can live that rock star dream?
You know, I did. I had those dreams like every other aspiring musician. When I was little, when I was in elementary school, I remember playing my Kiss records, bouncing up and down on the bed with a tennis racket or a baseball bat, pretending I was on stage, you know, at the Forum. So I've had those dreams since I was a kid. And, you know, with Chicago, I got to live those dreams. I got to play the Forum. I got to play a lot of dream gigs.
So there it is. So you heard the band. That's who Jeff was with. So how did that all come? I mean, I know that you played a lot of shows and stuff around here, but to go from all of a sudden, I just saw this guy, I swear he was playing the back porch over at the House of Blues, to, oh my God, this guy's playing the Forum, or he's in Madison Square Garden now, or there he is on TV. Because you're a buddy of mine, and all of a sudden I see pictures of you as the singer up on stage with the Chicago logo, and I'm like, I know that guy. How did that all happen?
That kind of stuff always happens fast. You know? But, you know, I took some years off from the business. I was just burnt. Mm-hmm. But then I really missed it. It was like a huge gaping hole in my soul. I needed music. So I started getting back into it, started writing again, and then going up to Nashville and networking and playing with a lot of A-list players who had a lot of touring gigs, and just immersing myself in that scene in Nashville. When the opportunity came up for the Chicago spot, my name got put in the hat, and I got the call.
They're like, we need a bass player, somebody that can also maybe do some vocals. And next thing you know, here you are auditioning for one of the biggest acts in the world.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. How nervous were you? I mean, I know that's a dumb question, but I mean, that's got to be one of the most nerve-wracking things. Here it is, something you've dreamt about your whole life. It's right here in front of you. Don't mess up.
Well, it went back to my training when I was in school. You know, preparation. It's all about preparation. But when I got the call to do the audition, I had 2 weeks to prepare.
Which means learn as many songs of theirs as you can?
I had to learn the show.
Oh, my gosh.
A two-hour show. It was about 33 songs, and I was to sing lead on a lot of it, maybe two-thirds of the set, you know?
Wow.
So I had to memorize lyrics. I had to learn the bass parts. I had to be ready to basically do the show in 2 weeks.
That's unbelievable. Talk about cramming.
A total cramming. I lived in my studio for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
You know, and but when I got up there to do the audition, I was ready. I was prepared. But I got to say, I did the audition and I got the gig, and then the very next night was the first show.
Oh, so you had zero time to prepare.
I was very nervous the first night. We're standing backstage getting geared up.
Where was it? This
was in Findlay, Ohio.
Okay.
They had a short 2 week run, and that was the perfect spot to work someone in. So that's what they did. And I'm standing backstage, standing next to Robert Lamb, and the big Chicago logo's on the screen. The intro music's playing, and I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
This is it.
You know, here we go. So really nervous the first two songs, and then it just kicked in, you know.
Well, you're a musician. I mean, you know, once you put it all aside and you start getting into it, I'm sure it becomes natural to you because you're a gifted, talented musician.
Oh,
but that's a big stage to be on.
Yeah.
And Chicago fans, I'm sure, just like any band, you know, Aerosmith fans, U2 fans, if there's somebody that's coming and filling, they're going to hold you to high expectations.
Oh, absolutely. That was my biggest thing. I wanted to treat the material as close to the record as I could, because that's what the people grew up listening to all these years, these decades. And so I really wanted to stay true to the performance that Peter Cetera had on these records. And you know, it worked out. You know, there was a lot of times where I'd come to the show and people were like, who the hell is that guy?
Right,
you
know? Yeah.
But I was very fortunate that the fans really warmed up to it.
So, wife and kids.
Yes.
So now all of a sudden here, you're going from Jeff Coffey, dad, husband, aspiring musician at home, to all of a sudden now you are playing bass and singing for Chicago, and you've got a wife and kids back home in Longwood. How did they take to it?
It was a big transition because, you know, I know a lot of musicians who have been doing this on this level for a long time. And, you know, when they got married and had kids, their kids were kind of born into it.
Right.
You know, they had nothing really to compare it to. Me, on the other hand, I was very much a hands-on dad, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm gone. And it was a big transition for our dynamic. But I got to tell you, my kids loved it. They loved the whole dad's playing with Chicago on a big stage.
Going on a tour bus and stuff.
They loved the tour bus. Yeah. They loved the behind, you know, backstage and watching the show from the side and all of it. So they really had a good time with it. But it was hard because I was gone. It's really hard to be a parent when you're 1,000 miles away.
Absolutely.
You know, with a phone call.
And you're missing things.
Sure.
You're missing out on life, basketball games and award ceremonies.
Yep.
Tell me a moment that was like a surreal, holy crap, I can't believe this is happening. Or I can't believe that person just came up to me and said, love what you're doing, or enjoyed the show. Like, is there a moment that you'll never forget from this whole experience?
Oh, there are so many great ones. But to that, what you're saying, what people would come up to me. We did a show at the Ascend Theater in Nashville. Anyway, we did the show, and Wynonna Judd and her husband, they come backstage.
Kind of a legend.
Yeah. She comes backstage, and she's at the meet and greet pictures afterwards, and she comes up, and she's like, I want to stand next to this guy. And she looks at me, she goes, where the hell did you come from? She said, you know nobody sings like that, right? You know that. You're a freak. You know that. So it was... It was a compliment, you
right,
know, which I took to heart because, you know, she's an incredible vocalist. But it was funny. It was a very quick meeting and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's one comment that I'll remember from coming from someone like that. It was very much a compliment and very much appreciated.
So here you are. You're on tour and everything seems to be going well. You're finally, this is it, your dream. It's your absolute dream. You're getting to live it. And then something changed. Something happened. Something clicked. And you just said, maybe this isn't for Jeff Coffey anymore.
Yeah, well, I really was having a blast. Even though it was hard and different for the family, we were making it happen.
Right.
You know, I had no intentions of going anywhere. In fact, I joined the band in 2016, in the middle of 2016, and my contract was through the end of 2018. That's when you re-up the contract if things are going well. I was having a blast. Really, really felt satisfied musically. Mm-hmm. It was very much a good match musically. But when I left, my official statement was that it was the heavy touring. But that wasn't really the only reason. You know, it's safe to say that the tour schedule, which had increased, definitely played a part. I would say that it's probably at the root of the issue. But it wasn't the only reason. There was an unfortunate set of circumstances that took place. And after that happened, there really wasn't any choice for me. I had to make the decision I felt was best for me, and that decision was to no longer continue to be there.
It was just better for you to move on.
Yeah. So it was unfortunate. Like I said, musically speaking, I was having the best time. You know, it felt so natural, really, the music. It was very much in my wheelhouse, you know, play bass, sing the high stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And gelling with that ensemble of musicians was just... It felt so good every night. We'd come off stage, high five. Yeah, it was a great show, man, you know. And we had a blast on our bus because we would talk about the show. We'd hang out. We'd play music, you know. And we started sharing that on Facebook with the bus number two thing. And it really took off. People loved to see that, the mm-hmm. inside of a bus. And we really did have a great time. It's just, you know, things happen. And you just, you move on. And... my time with Chicago is a time that I will never take for granted, and I will never forget it. You know, I got to play Red Rocks. I got to play 3 nights sold out at the Hollywood Bowl with the orchestra on 4th of July in 2016. I got to play arenas. I got to play a tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire, trading bass licks with Verdine White.
Wow.
Trading vocal licks with Philip Bailey. And just there's so much that I will take away from that experience is positive. Some not. you know. But
that's the highs and lows with any job, absolutely. Though, and that's why people leave jobs. It just happens to be that yours was in a humongous spotlight.
It was a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, think of how many people in their lives can actually say they got to live their dream.
Right,
you're one of those people. Yeah. I mean, you fit that in the palm of your hand. There's not a whole lot of people that say that they get to do that.
Right, right.
So you call your wife, you say, "That's it, I'm coming home, I'm done."
Yeah,
Dad's back.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. I mean, she was there, so I didn't have to call her.
Right.
But, you know, pretty much turned in my resignation the next day. And we still had some gigs left. But, yeah, I feel that I made some bonds with a lot of the fans, mm-hmm. you know. And I made some great friendships, you know. And what it did was really confirm with me, because I took some time off before I got the gig and stuff. It confirmed with me what I want to do for the rest of my life, you know. And so now my whole thing is trying to find that balance in life between, you know, working and family and balance and time, you know. Mm-hmm. With a situation like that, that consumes all of your time, benefiting someone else, you know. So to me, I'm in such a good place right now. I just put out a new record. And
it's sitting right here.
Yeah.
But it's called Origins, Singers and Songs That Made Me. And Jeff Coffey, that's a great picture of you on the front, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about I know it's hard to say, but do you have a favorite track on here? Just one that says,
oh, wow. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's like picking your favorite kid.
Right.
I know, right?
Well, it's we just released it, and it's only available right now on our store from my website.
Okay. Give us the website.
Yeah, it's jeffcoffey.com.
C-O-F-F-E-Y.
That's right. And there's an image right on the front of the page of the cover, and then that takes you to the label store, which is Jetpack Label, my mm-hmm. label in Nashville. And that's where you can get a copy of it. And then in about a month or so, it'll be available everywhere, iTunes, Amazon, everywhere else for download.
Awesome.
But the concept behind this record was I had started already writing a bunch of songs for my next record, and I'm about halfway through. With my team in Nashville, we said, hey, let's put out a record that gets your voice out there to a lot of people. And so we decided to put this record together and pay kind of homage and pay tribute to some of the vocalists that inspired me to become a professional musician. And that's what this record is.
Like Rod Stewart.
Like Rod Stewart.
I mean, I see Maggie May on here.
Yeah,
so
man. Sting, Steve Perry, Queen, Foreigner, all these bands that inspired me to want to do this. I wanted to be the jukebox hero just like
right.
everybody
yeah.
else, you know. So that's what this record is. It's my way of saying thank you to all those people, all those singers and all those bands that inspired me to be where I am, and so
continue
it turned out so good. I can't wait for people to hear it.
And continue to live your dream, just kind of doing it your own way.
That's exactly where I am. I'm going to do this my own way and never look back. You know?
Right. And when you do, you know, yeah, you got to live that dream, but now part two of the dream comes.
Part two of the dream. My goal is to work myself up to where I can continue to play for the rest of my life until I can't physically do it anymore.
Do what you love, man.
And do it on a level that, you know, where I want to be at. You
right.
know, so.
Well, it's called Origins, Singers and Songs That Made Me. It's Jeff Coffey, and it's C-O-F-F-E-Y, and it's jeffcoffey.com.
That's right.
That's where you can get the info and social media handles.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Jeff Coffey Music. I'm on Instagram, Jeff Coffey Music. Come to my YouTube page, youtube.com/Jeff Coffey.
Jeff Coffey, thank you so much for being on What's Your Story, and all the best to you and the family. And I'll be seeing you around because I just found out, Jeff just told me that he's going to be my neighbor.
That's
so
right.
I'm very excited about that. It's Jeff Coffey and Jay Edwards and What's Your Story.
Thanks for having me on.